All right, but we are going to talk about the latest win by Penn State as we are bringing Coach Patrick Chambers to the stage. He's in his ninth year in Happy Valley. He is fifth in coaching wins at Penn State with 146. He has the most ranked wins of any Nittany Lion basketball coach, including four top 25 wins this season. His team is on a seven-game win streak and looking to continue their run. Coming now to Above It All stage, we have Pat Chambers. Good morning, Pat.
Ladies, how are you today?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Now let's get into it. Your team's picked up another win last night against Purdue. How much fun has it been surprising critics this season with your team's success?
I like how you said that. No doubt. Definitely surprising them for sure. Making them wrong in a lot of their predictions is always a lot of fun. But this team's been enjoyable to be around. You know, bus rides and film sessions and plane rides, and they've been so much fun. They're such a connected group. There's a lot of love, a real family atmosphere, a brotherhood, if I can say. And then going out and competing the way we're competing with a man down and Myron Jones being sick right now, going through a little of adversity, guys are really stepping up. Last night, Seth Lundy stepped up for us. Mike Watkins gets a double-double. And Lamar Stevens has been so consistent all season long. So it's been a lot of fun to go into these battles, these road games in the Big Ten. It's very hard to win on the road in the Big Ten. So it's nice to have some seniors.
Well, I'm sure that fun and family-like atmosphere plays a part in this, but how has your team managed to get so hot heading into the postseason play, and how do you keep your players to maintain it?
You know what? I think they put the work in. I don't think I know. They put the work in. These guys come in, they live in the gym, they get the extra shots up, game shots. They're into film watching, they're into getting better. They don't think they know it all. They're very coachable. And then again, film doesn't lie. So there's so many good teaching lessons here. And we can get better. The message has been, look, put your walls up. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of distractions out there, social media in general, a lot of noise. Put your walls up. Let's live in the present. It's so hard to do, right? So hard to do in this day and age. Don't live in the past. That game was great. I haven't won at Mackey, but that was awesome. We won. Well, now it's over. It's the next day. Now we have to get better today. And just living in the moment, living in the present is what the mantra's got to be.
We're speaking with Penn State head coach Pat Chambers. And now, Coach Chambers, with five more wins this season, you'll be the first coach in program history to win 25 or more games in multiple seasons. Do you set those kind of goals for yourself, or do you let the season kind of unfold how it does?
Yeah, you know, it's such a good question because I'm getting all those questions. Hey, Coach, Big Ten championship, you know, the 25, you know, the wins, and, you know, just going to the NCAA tournament and getting a double bye, but all these outside distractions. And for me, it's staying present, staying in the moment, really embracing where we are. It's a great space to be in right now. You know, I've been in the other side in years past. Now we're in a great position to fight for a championship, which is great. But let's just continue to show up, get better every single day, and be the best team we can be by the end of the year. And if that means that many wins and number one seed, then that's great. But I don't want to overwhelm my team. I don't want to put pressure on these guys or stress these guys out. Because when you do that, ladies, you know this, when you do that, guess what? You're not going to perform at peak level. And last night you saw a team who hit 14 threes on the road. On the road. That's a team that's playing with great confidence.
So what would you say has been the most enjoyable thing about coaching in Happy Valley?
You know what, for me, I grew up a Penn Stater. I had three siblings, two older brothers. I'm the youngest of 12 now. Ooh. So, nine boys, three girls. God bless my mother, right?
Yes.
God bless her. That poor woman. She's sitting by the big guy up in heaven right now. No doubt. So, I, you know, two brothers and a sister went to Penn State. I had a sister who lived here for 20-plus years. I grew up on the blue and white, the vanilla uniforms and the black cleats, and I fell in love with Penn State basketball when it was in Rec Hall, and so this was the place for me. I wanted to be here. I know what the value of a Penn State education could be, the value of a Penn State degree could be. I know how powerful the alumni base is here at Penn State. I mean, Penn Staters love Penn Staters. It's just an amazing thing to be a part of, and I'm very blessed, and we're very fortunate.
So are there any Nittany Lion traditions that you or the team do when you're on such hot streaks as this?
You know what? We just stick to the same routine. We got a really good routine right now. You know, when to push and practice, when to pull back. We play music, I guess a song, you could say, when we win. We play that song, Win, Win, Win. It's a great song. These guys dance. They go crazy. Something I added a little bit. We say 1-2-3 attitude. We don't say 1-2-3 defense. We don't say 1-2-3 hard work, because attitude's the only thing we can control. You can't control the refs on the road. You can't control the environment that you're in on the road, but you can control your attitude. So we say 1-2-3 attitude, and then we end it with a We Are Penn State. It's brought real value to being passionate and giving pride to what Penn State basketball is all about.
We are speaking with Penn State head coach Pat Chambers. Coach, fill in this blank for us. Penn State hangs a Big Ten championship banner if...
Can you repeat that question?
Okay, fill in this blank for us. Penn State hangs a Big Ten championship banner if...
We stay present and defend and rebound. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. We can.
I'm keeping it short.
Yeah, no,
short and sweet.
Because I just watched the film. I could go on and on, but I think for our listeners out there, let's just keep it short. Stay in the moment. Defend and rebound. That's what put you in this position. That's what put you on the 7-game winning streak.
All right, we're going to take it a step further now, Coach. So during the big dance, anything can happen, as we know. So for Penn State to hang a national championship banner, what will they have to do to execute and be precise?
Wow. What I would tell you there is really there's a lot of noise and distractions out there. You know, maybe sacrificing social media for a few weeks or really staying present. Reduce your inner circle. I was in a head associate coach at Villanova in 2009 when we went to the Final Four. And obviously social media wasn't as powerful back then, but it was still there, and it was really hard to get to. So you really got to buy in, reduce your inner circle, really stay connected, build that trust, keep building that trust every single day. And then really take it one game at a time. Because if you start playing what ifs, what if we do this? What if we do that? What if this happens? If you start playing that game, you're going to stub your toe and you're going to be home real fast.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot of times blocking out the haters. And do you as a coach kind of use that example when a lot of people were having up in arms about your position and whether or not you should be on the hot seat? Do you teach your guys to kind of block out that noise?
You know, I don't use that quite example, but yeah, I do. no doubt, ladies. I basically say, hey, you know, let's just focus on us, worry about us. We can't worry about what other people are saying about us, because that's wasted energy, right? That's wasted mm-hmm. negative energy on something that we can't control. So let's use our energy and our enthusiasm on what we can control. And that's all about getting better and bringing a great attitude to practice.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We know you probably have to get out of here and get ready for practice or maybe some lunch, but we look forward to talking to you down the line and hopefully when we're congratulating you on some big wins soon.
Thank you so much, ladies. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. You got to block out the noise and the haters and get a circle, get smaller and smaller so you can only talk to your mama.
Yeah, I think the NBA needs to take some pointers from,
exactly.
from Coach there.
Coach Chambers can certainly tell them, can teach Joel Embiid a thing or two about not giving in, because you don't see Penn Staters booing the other Penn State, mm-hmm. other Penn Staters, the players, or
yeah.
anybody.
We don't see their players tweeting out to the doubters or whoever. They're just tunnel vision right now.
There are some schools that actually have like social media policies where it's you can't talk about anything that happens during the games. You can't be on your phone an hour prior to, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's hard for guys to not be on the phone post game when if you put up 5 points, you're going to get reamed out. If you put up 50 points, you're going to get loved. Yeah. So how do you kind of balance that? That's the hard part in
That's
this day
key.
And age.
That is key.
With this age group and people being between 18 and 22 and you live and die by what people say and the likes, it's hard to keep focused. But Penn State, again, on a 7-win hot streak, they have what it takes. They are doing the necessary things to get it done, especially winning on the road. They have the best record on the road for the Big Ten. And honestly speaking, I would have never guessed that Penn State would be good at basketball. I would, if you told me Penn State was going to be in consideration and my team, the Carolina Tar Heels, will not make the CIT, the play-in thing, they don't even need to waste their time with that, I would tell you you're crazy.
Well, it sounds like Coach is real. I mentioned tunnel vision earlier. It sounds like he's really just this is it. He's all into this. His players, they're tuned in with him. He mentioned, you know, just the atmosphere between the players and why it's so great. And it's the family-like atmosphere with them. So I'm sure they're all just after one thing, and that's why they're having all the success that they're having so far.
Certainly that. And when we get back, we have got to wrap up another hour here of Above It All with Coop and Tiff. Don't you go anywhere. We have more to discuss when we get back.